This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. On today's show, advice for caring for that small pet like a rabbit, hamster, or guinea pig. But first, the Cincinnati Hamilton County Community Action Agency got its start 53 years ago, offering services to low-income individuals and families to help lift them out of poverty. Along with early childhood education, housing, and other assistance programs, the agency provides several career and job initiatives. And joining us for a look at the history, mission, and work of the Cincinnati Hamilton County Community Action Agency are Head Start Outreach and Recruitment Coordinator Ryan Mitchell and Community Engagement Coordinator Lamont Taylor. You can join us at 513-419-7100. You can email us at talk@wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Ryan and Lamont, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Lamont, let's have you start us out by telling us some of the history of CAA. The local branch got started in 1965, I believe it was.
Actually, 1964.
The
late Theodore Tedbury Sr. He started the local agency, and he was the first African-American mayor, and his mission was to help individuals that are African-American break the cycles of poverty.
This is part of a larger national program, correct?
Correct. We're a local chapter of the National Community Action Agency.
Mm-hmm. How many are there around the United States?
I'm not for sure, but I think we're probably the best one that's out there.
Is he right, Ryan?
He is correct.
Yeah, it's got to be close to a 1,000, I would think, that other CAAs are out there. Yeah,
there's a lot of them. They do a lot of good work throughout the country, in the Appalachian community, every community, you know, the Community Action Network is doing a great job helping folks transition from poverty and break that cycle with, you know, through education and transitioning into careers in the workforce.
How many different programs does CAA offer?
Depends on the department. We offer a lot of programs. And so one of the programs we offer is we have 11 apprenticeship programs that will help people actually transition into the workforce. And so we probably have Myra Smith, who runs Career and Job Services, probably has the most diverse career job services in the country. So we have anchor partners, you know, so such as Mercy Health, working with them in the healthcare industry. And so with their new location in Bond Hill, they actually put together our second class where we're taking individuals who live in the community of Bond Hill and we're preparing them to become STNA certified. And so what they do is then once they graduate from the program, the Mercy will then offer them a job.
So the STNA is state tested nursing assistant. Is that the
correct?
Okay. So and Mercy will actually, after they've gone through the program,
Mercy along with Cincinnati State. So Mercy's footing the bill for this, and so they actually say, you know what, we want to hire folks in the community of Bond Hill. That's where the headquarters is. That's where CAA is. So they partner with us to make that happen. And so it's been a very successful program thus far. So we're on our second class, and we have another one starting this month as well. So we're going into our third class.
How many people have gone through the STNA program?
A little over 30 people
have
gone through so far.
Is there a lot of demand for people in this profession?
It's a huge demand where in the healthcare industry, that's one of the biggest gaps they have is finding, you know, certified nurse assistants. And so we're helping Mercy fill that gap at their headquarters in Bond Hill.
Mm-hmm. How do people get involved in that training?
We actually publish it through our website. Kevin Osborne, who is our media guru, you know, he'll put the word out for us. And so once we do that, we get a flood of applications. And we don't let just anyone come through the program. We have some things what we'll do is some checkpoints where we say who's actually qualified, who can actually transition and do well in the program. So we make sure that we put the right people in the program so we can set them up to be successful.
So what's the graduation rate for the program, and how successful is the STNA program?
The first class, we graduated maybe 60% of the people. And so what we did was we said, you know what, now we have some gaps. So some of the students, what we identified was they did really well on the demonstration portion of the test, but it was a comprehension portion, that written exam piece. So what we did was for this class, we offer GED assistance. Our GED teacher, rather, she will actually work with the students throughout outside of the classroom time, and they have what you call study groups. And so they'll get together to help these women actually, you know, do well on that portion of the test.
Mm-hmm. Ryan, let's talk about you're working with Head Start through CAA. First off, tell us what Head Start is and tell us how CAA is involved with that.
Well, Head Start is an early educational program. We have our early Head Start program that starts with pregnant moms and goes from infant 6 weeks all the way up to 2 years old. And then our next level of the program is our Head Start program, which is ages 3 to 5 years old. So in that program, we're basically giving them the skills to get them ready for kindergarten. So starting from an early age, we want to make sure that they're definitely hitting those developmental benchmarks at each age group so that when they come out and they're ready to go into kindergarten, they are way ahead of their peers.
Now, this is the CAA is running the largest Head Start program in the county, or what?
Yes. Yeah, okay. And the wonderful thing about the Head Start program being connected to the Community Action Agency is that our parents get to take advantage of all these wonderful programs, some of that which Lamont actually just mentioned a few minutes ago. We believe in not only improving the lives of children, but families all over the Cincinnati-Hamilton County area.
How many children, how many families are involved? Do you know offhand?
Not offhand, but we help a great amount of families in the community. We have several sites all around the city. We try to make our sites convenient to families. So they're easy to get to. And we have half-day and full-day options available for our families. And then another great thing about our program is that we offer a homeschool program.
I was going to ask you, I saw that on the list, homeschool. What
yes.
is that about?
So a homeschool program is kind of like the best of both worlds. If you want to really have a front row seat to your child's education, the homeschool educator actually brings the program into your home and works with the parent and the child. And if you're worried about having your children socialized, that's another exciting part of this program, because once a week, all the homeschool parents and children get together and they may meet up at a fun location like the park, and the Cincinnati Museum or the Cincinnati Zoo may come in and do a fun presentation, something educational. So the homeschool program is really the best of both worlds.
Now, is the CAA's Head Start program, homeschooling, are you going to be part of the Preschool Promise?
We are taking advantage of that, yes. And that allows us to help more families in the community, which is always our major goal.
Yeah. What's the importance, Ryan, of a program like Head Start? The mission of CAA is to help lift people out of poverty. So how does something like Head Start help accomplish that?
Head Start helps by educating the children in the family, but also parents can take advantage of other different services through the Community Action Agency. So while their children are being educated, they can also further their own education.
That's one of the ways that we actually recruit individuals. We call them on wraparound services. So we have parents that are in Head Start, and what we do is identify those parents that may need some additional services that the agency will offer, whether it's career and job services, if it's a particular industry that they want to go into, do they need some rental assistance, some HEAP assistance or whatnot. So we make sure that we identify parents that are in one area of our agency getting some assistance, make sure they can find, okay, now you need help in another area of the agency. So.
Lamont, what do you see as the biggest roadblock to individuals and families making their way out of poverty?
I think education, and that's one of the things we do a great job, is that when you come through our career and job services, what we'll do is we'll meet you where you are. So every individual is different, kind of unique, and what we'll do is we'll help put together an individual development plan that can identify your gaps and your strengths. And we're not looking to place you in a job. We want to find you a career where you can have livable wages. So, for instance, we had a big graduation yesterday with our C10, which is a commercial manufacturing construction program. And so we had 25 individuals graduate. Each of these individuals are basically guaranteed jobs at $40,000 plus a year. And so that's huge. And so what we've done, too, is that when you're going through one program, we'll then identify, you know what, is there a gap? Is there a roadblock that's going to stop you from being successful? If there is, we'll then provide that service in-house if we actually had that. And if it's not in-house, we'll refer you to an agency outside to make sure you get that service.
So, Lamont, what do you have to do to go through the manufacturing certificates program that you're describing?
You simply had to have signed up. So, thanks to Councilman Charlie Winburn and Wendell Young, they were very instrumental in getting this program getting the funding for the program. And so all individuals had to do was just sign up, and we'll get you through the program. So that was pretty much it. So what you have to do is just be willing and be committed to coming to the classes so that when it's time to take that proficiency exam, you're prepared and you can become certified.
Yeah. And Ryan, from your standpoint, since you're working on the educational side, do you agree with Lamont that education is a big barrier to people rising out of poverty?
Yes, it is. Knowledge is power, I've always thought. So through furthering education, we're giving knowledge and power to these families. And that's something that's definitely needed to help you be successful and having a dream for your family.
Yeah. 513-419-7100 if you'd like to join our conversation. And Lamont, you mentioned the graduation ceremony yesterday for that manufacturing certificates program. What was that like?
That was beautiful. It was huge.
Was that the first one for this program?
That was the first one for this program. And so we had 25 graduates. We had 25 people that came into the program, and all 25 graduated. After the graduation was over with, we actually had a career fair for them. So they were employers waiting to interview and hire them right there on the spot. So that was a beautiful thing. And we also gave away a car to one of our, I guess the class kind of chose, you know, who was the best student, the most committed student. Okay. So the individual got a free car yesterday.
Who was the valedictorian?
Yes. That's what that was pretty much.
Oh, neat. And that's the first. So when's the next one start?
We don't have funding for the next, but we're currently working with Councilman Wimber to secure funding for that and some other programs similar to that. You know, we have our summer youth initiative that we're partnering with the city and the county. So on our website, you can find a link that if your kid wants a job 14 to 21, you know, there are some employment opportunities to help these kids find work in the summer.
So tell us a little bit more about that summer youth employment program. I mean, how big is that? How many people go through that every year?
We're looking to place through our agency, I believe, 50 people with the city and maybe 50 with the county. But we're working with some other agencies. So it's probably about 50 employers who participate with this program. I mean, it's a neat program to help these kids identify some employment opportunities and keep them busy throughout the summer. So it's a really good program.
And this is ages 14 to 18? Is that?
Yeah, 14 to 18. Not 21, but yes, 14 to 18.
And also on the same, you've got a youth build program. What's that about?
Yes, we have about 25 students in this Youth Build USA program, and it's focused in two areas, construction and the STNA. And so what we're doing is over a six-month period, you know, we're going to train you to become certified in construction and or become a certified STNA. So it's a great program. We have about 24 to 25 people that are in it. We've just taken off, and it's a national program. And so, you know, we were awarded the grant last year, the last quarter of last year. So that's been a big hit for us.
We will continue our conversation. You can join us at 513-419-7100. You can email talk@wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney, and joining us for a look at the mission and work of the Cincinnati Hamilton County Community Action Agency are Head Start Outreach and Recruitment Coordinator Ryan Mitchell and Community Engagement Coordinator Lamont Taylor. You can join the conversation at 513-419-7100, email talk@wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Lamont, you were talking about the summer youth employment program and youth build. What else does CA offer for people in that age group?
Thanks to the city, City Manager Harry Black and Mayor John Cranley, we have another program where we actually provide a scholarship to individuals who want to get their Class A driver's license.
So a commercial driver's license
Correct.
Program? Okay. How many people take part in that? What kind of?
We've had about 15 people take part of that, and it's been one of our most touted programs, something we're just very, very proud of. And so you'll see individuals that will come in, and they're looking for employment, and we'll say, you know what, if you have an interest in being a truck driver over the road or here locally, we can actually get your scholarship. And okay. So it's fully paid for. And then one of the challenges that we saw was that individuals getting to and from the actual campus, and so we'll give them gas cards each week to make sure they can have enough gas to get to and from training.
So this is if somebody wants to train to be to drive a semi.
Correct.
What about for like limo drivers? Don't they have to have a CDL as well?
I'm not for sure about limo drivers, but if you get your class A.
You're mainly aimed at teaching people to drive semis correct. Then here.
Correct.
This.
So if you get your class A, you can drive anything just about. So you can do limo, you can do coach.
How long has that program been going now?
It's been going for about a year now. So the city has funded that program through the efforts of Mayor John Cranley. So I want to thank him and City Manager Harry Black for that. And it's been going strong. So we basically, it all depends on the amount of funding that we have. So they're going to give us 15 more thousand. ODOT is going to give us 15,000 also to fund this program. And so it's about $4,800 per student.
513-419-7100 to join us. And Thomas in Hyde Park is with us now. Hi, Thomas.
How's it going, guys?
Good, thank you. Go right ahead.
I guess my question is, I was wondering what the CAA has in place for prenatal care. And I'm asking because, numerous studies have shown that, poor nutrition, unexpecting mothers, as well as, self-medicating, drugs, alcohol, that kind of stuff, has an impact on the child's development as far as, impulsivity and, things that kind of lead towards criminal history and things of that sort. And I was just kind of wondering, seeing that the majority of the people you serve, the deck's kind of stacked from the start against them, like what you're doing as far as, preventative maintenance, I guess.
Well, that is definitely a part of our Early Head Start program. We have a pregnant moms program that basically works with pregnant mothers. We're providing them information on nutrition. We're giving them resources if they need referrals for doctors. We're definitely helping them with things like providing informational workshops like for things like infant CPR, infant massage. We have a whole host of programs that, in particular, our homeschool program educators work with the pregnant moms on for those services.
And what about dads? Do you have a Head Start program for dads as well,
don't you? We have a program that's specially geared for our fathers. It's called Dad's Head Start, and it's headed by Robert Cummings, and it's a wonderful program that helps fathers navigate some of those challenges they may experience in fatherhood. They host workshops on things like financial planning, developing a good relationship with your child. And also, if you're in a situation where you might not have the best relationship with the child's mother, how to work on building a better relationship so that you could all work together for the benefit of the child. They also have fatherhood forums where they have people from the different social service organizations come in and speak to the fathers on different issues.
Lamont, you also have the Fresh Start program. That's an interesting one. This is a second chance program.
Yes, this is a second chance program for individuals who've been incarcerated recently, or they have some challenges or some red flags with their background. And what this is, the two-week program where you come in and Leonard Stiles, who is the actual trainer, will meet you where you are. He'll help you become job readiness. And so one of the things he'll do is he'll help you put together your resume and or create one from scratch. He'll also help you become job ready by teaching you, what's expected, what skill sets you need to have in order not just to get the job, but to thrive in whatever field you go into. And then Leonard will then place you. So, for instance, one of the things that he's very creative at doing is teaching you how to have a behavior interview. How do you answer these types of questions? Because they're behavior-based questions that are mainly being asked. And so that kind of trips people up. And so in a safe environment, Leonard will then teach you, here's some of the questions you're likely to be asked, and here's how you want to answer these questions based off a previous life experience.
So how many people have gone through that program?
Hundreds have gone through that program. And so
wow.
It's a two-week program. You're
seeing a lot of success with that?
A lot of success. And, you'll get a letter maybe once a month from someone who's been employed just saying, hey, thank you. Thank you, Leonard. Thank you, LaJuan, for helping us, helping my family and whatnot. So it's a really good program.
Yeah. Talk some more about how important that is in helping a person who's leaving prison make that smooth return to society and also help them keep from having to go back to prison.
It's extremely important for the individual to know that, there's an opportunity out there for you. There is some hope, but let us help you find a career, not a job. And when we work with these individuals, we understand that there's a lot of barriers that may actually be there that may prevent that person from making a successful transition back into society. And so we help remove those barriers. And so in a safe zone, they then can come in and work with Mrs. Stiles or one of the other coordinators and say, okay, here's my situation. How can you assist me transitioning into the workforce? But in addition to that, you know, sometimes some of the barriers are not just, you know, ones that you carry, but it may be who you live with. And so Leonard would then say, you know, let's take a look at your family dynamics. You know, who do you live with? Because oftentimes if one person is successful making a transition, you know, they can also be hindered by maybe a family member. And so we try and do wraparound service and say, you know what, let us see if we can provide some assistance for, you know, if it's your girlfriend or your wife or whatnot, so that the family in itself can be successful, not just that individual.
Now, you offer a lot of different services to many people. Do you have any peer-to-peer programs for people who can help each other because they come from similar circumstances, so they can say, this is what I went through?
No, but that actually happens in the classroom. So throughout these programs, you know, these peers will then share their story, share their success story. So it's kind of called what we call it a stand and deliver. Let's stand up, tell us your situation. If someone can relate to what you've recently gone through, they'll then share that amongst group themselves. And so that's probably the most we do with that. But we don't actually have a peer group where you can come in and say, hey, here's my situation. Can someone help me? But what we do, we'll help you find a career. So that's our goal. But throughout the training, there are components that are in those in the training module that will identify what are some of the barriers, who's gone through this, and we'll have individuals that were successful in our programs come back and speak to those other individuals, say, hey, here's what I went through. Let me tell you my story. And why I'm standing here today is because of the community agency giving me an opportunity, but I had to take responsibility and, you know, do my part, which is just simply coming to class and being committed.
So, Ryan, how successful, going back to Head Start, how much of an impact do you think that's had on the Cincinnati community?
I think it's had a huge impact. I can't tell you how much when I'm out in the community, it just brings joy to my heart where I may be out sharing information in the community and a parent may come up and run up to the booth with a big, huge smile on their face and say, Head Start, I love you guys. My daughter went through the program and she's doing great now. I actually was at a recruitment event probably a couple of months ago, and I had this mother come up, and she told me as a result of her child attending the Head Start program, she actually started college earlier, a lot, like 14 years old. Significant, huge,
big jump
accomplishment.
Yeah,
and she ended up being a double major in German and engineering.
Wow.
So she said it was a lot of those activities and exercises that they would bring home and basically have the opportunity to learn in the classroom that basically put inside her a love of learning. And that's most importantly what we want to inspire in all of our children is a lifelong love of learning.
And Lamont, from your perspective, how much of an impact has CAA had on our community?
It's had a huge impact, and folks really don't know our story, but Kevin Osborne now helping us get that story out. But it had such an impact that we're used as a model for success throughout the country. So other agencies, not just here locally.
That's why you said you're the best.
Yeah, so other agencies,
the best around. Okay.
Yeah, they'll come and contact us. But, you know, we're constantly growing. We're constantly helping people make that transition into the workforce. But we realize that we can't just focus on one area for that person, so we want to provide those wraparound services. What additional services or barriers that are there that are going to stop you from being successful? And we'll help identify that, put together that development plan for you, make sure you know about the other services and your family members know about those services that we provide in various departments within the agency. But I would probably say we have probably had the biggest impact of any social service agency in Hamilton County when it comes to helping families break that cycle of poverty.
Now, we talked about, I think it was 8 job-related programs.
Correct.
The CAA, is it constantly looking at expanding the offerings and adding on new programs?
We are. Under the new direction, we have a new manager for our career and job services. And so what they're doing now is taking a look at, you know what, 5 to 10 years from now, what will the workforce look like? So then we know where to position ourselves. What programs should we actually bring in-house, and what industries should we focus on that won't just help people get a job, but, you know, find a job with some livable wages.
So if people want to learn more about CAA, what's the website?
www.caa.com.
Okay. easy enough.
And we have a new website, too, so we just redid our website, so it's much easier to navigate.
Okay. We have a link to that at WVXU.org. And Ryan and Lamont, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.
And I would like to say that we also have a Head Start Facebook and Twitter account. So you can find us at Cincinnati Hamilton County Head Start on Facebook. And Twitter is at CAA Head Start.
Thank you very much, Ryan. From the Cincinnati Hamilton County Community Action Agency Head Start Outreach and Recruitment Coordinator Ryan Mitchell and Community Engagement Coordinator Lamont Taylor.